How are you, by the way?
All right, man.
Yeah, Keith, are you okay today?
Yeah, I'm cool, man. I'm cool.
Yeah.
No, I'm okay.
What's happening in your life?
Can you give me the bottle?
Where is it?
Who's touched the one?
Pardon? I'm sorry?
Oh, Keith, where are you? Hello, Keith.
I'm Steve.
Oh, right. I'm Keith. Anyway.
Where is Keith?
Keith, here, I think, somewhere.
Look, please, sorry about that, Steve.
What's wrong with him? He doesn't even know who he is.
He's not well today.
Well, what's wrong with him?
Too many riffs.
Really?
Yes, he hasn't come up with a new one yet. Oh, God, I'm thinking of getting Bill Wyman to do one, do you know what I mean? And that's like, you know, please.
We're all right. Now, listen, what about the time that you and Keith were there in Australia? You were telling me that incredible story.
Yeah.
What happened?
Oh, about the spider.
Yeah.
They're very small spiders. They're called tunnel web spiders or funnel web spiders.
They are called funnel
webs. I call them tunnel webs. That's a sort of Freudian thing, though. I'm kind of frightened of them. Tunnels, dark, you know. All the same, anyway.
Get on with it, man.
Yeah, you got a cheek telling me to get on with it. Anyway, and it was, I was in bed one night, and all of a sudden I was woken up by this sort of, like, thing crawling all over my face. And, you know, it's not usually, it doesn't usually happen. And I woke up, and it was this tiny little spider on the end of my nose, and I freaked out completely, and I shouted for Keith to come in. And Keith came in, and this is the worst bit, with his axe. And I think you can...
Yeah, I remember...
What happened, Keith?
Well, I was trying to work out a new riff, and I come in... Mick said, hit me, man, I've got a funnel web spider on my head. So I whacked him with the axe, and the funnel web spider said, hey, that's a good idea for a new riff. See you later.
Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hi.
My name's Patrick.
Where's Jeremy?
And I live in your radio with Jeremy, but he's got the flu today, so he can't be with me. He can't see out of the radio, but I can see out of your radio because I live in your radio and I can see out. And I can see that there's lots of people who have got the flu and are in bed.
Yeah.
Do me a favor. Lift up your cheeks and let me see your buttons.
British commercial radio. They confuse you by splitting their frequencies so they can make twice the money for half the service. They annoy you with mind-numbing commercials. They want you to hurry now when all you want to do is relax and have fun. They claim they're local, but they link with stations 50 miles away so they can survive. They insult your intelligence with Dave Doubledex, the DJ. They sound the same now as they did in the 70s. There's been no improvement. In short, they're old style. And worst of all, they program their music with machines and have it presented by robots. As independent radio gets smaller, Radio 1 FM builds. More hours, more hits, more oldies, more transmitters, and more commitment to you, the listener of the 90s. 1 FM.